Hey there, future best-selling author. So you're ready to crack the code on Kindle Direct Publishing, huh?
Ready to dive in.
We're taking a deep dive today into a recent blog post from Your Own Online Income that's packed with insights about KDP.
Yeah, and I really appreciate how this post emphasizes building a sustainable author platform.
Totally. It's like they're handing us a toolbox instead of a magic wand.
Which is exactly what we need.
For sure. And you know what the first tool they want us to grab is?
Let me guess. Niche selection.
You got it. Niche selection.
It's funny. They actually compare choosing a niche to starting a conversation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like if you're chatting with someone who loves vintage sci-fi novels, you wouldn't bore them with details about the latest tech gadget, right?
Right.
It's about understanding your audience and tailoring your message accordingly.
Makes total sense. And this blog actually practices what it preaches. You know, they specialize in property investment in the UK. And even give a little wink-wink when they mention it in the post.
I like that. It's like they're letting us in on a secret handshake or something.
Exactly. Okay, so you're probably thinking, why is finding your niche that important for KDP success?
It's a good question. We're all drawn to eye-catching covers, sure, but can choosing the right category really make or break your book?
I'll admit I've totally judged a book by its cover a time or two, but I never thought about how crucial that categorization could be.
It's huge. Imagine Amazon is this colossal bookstore, right? If your mystery novel ends up on the shelf with gardening books, those crime fiction fans might never even stumble upon it.
Okay, that makes sense. But wouldn't a wider audience automatically equal more potential readers?
That's what a lot of people think.
I get that being super specific helps you stand out, but wouldn't appealing to a broader range of tastes be better for sales?
Not necessarily. It's not about casting the widest net. It's about, you know, finding those readers who are already hungry for exactly what you're serving up.
Okay, so instead of being everything to everyone, it's more like becoming the go-to expert in a specific niche.
Precisely. Would you rather be a small fish in a vast ocean or a big fish in a well-stocked pond?
Definitely the big fish in a stocked pond. Way less competition.
Okay, so we've claimed our niche. We're feeling confident about our target audience. What's next?
Well, this is where the blog gets real. They remind us that even with the perfect niche, content is still king.
Right. Quality over quantity.
Exactly. They're really adamant about not falling for those quick hacks that promise instant success. Like those write a bestseller in 24-hour schemes.
Yeah, exactly. It's all about substance over shortcuts. They argue that high-quality content naturally leads to better reviews. And you know what that means.
More sales. It's like a chain reaction. Good reviews lead to more visibility, which leads to more sales. But what does quality actually look like in the world of books? Isn't that subjective?
To some extent, yeah, but this blog post offers some really helpful guidelines. They stress that your book should either entertain or educate, ideally both.
So your book can't just exist for the sake of existing. It needs a reason to be read.
Exactly. It's like, you know, if you're writing a cookbook, you're not just throwing ingredients together.
Mm-hmm.
You're crafting a culinary experience. Or like if it's a how-to guide on photography, you're not just explaining the technical stuff, you're inspiring people to capture the beauty around them.
So are you saying every book needs a soul?
Kind of. It needs a purpose.
Uh-huh.
And they actually give a little tough love on this point, saying if you take shortcuts on quality, your readers will notice and they won't be coming back.
Ouch. Yeah, no pressure. But every word we write could make or break our KDP dreams.
It highlights the importance of bringing our A game, you know, like really polishing our manuscripts, refining our ideas, and creating something we're proud to share.
Speaking of sharing with the world, we could write the most amazing book imaginable, but if no one can find it, what's the point?
Right. It's like that proverbial tree falling in the forest. Does it make a sound if no one's around to hear it?
Exactly. So how do we make sure our masterpiece doesn't get lost in the Amazon jungle?
That's where keywords and categories come into play, which is what this blog post dives into next.
Okay, break it down for us. How do we make sure our book gets in front of the right readers? Is it some sort of secret code we need to crack?
Think of it less like a secret code and more like understanding the language that Amazon's algorithms speak.
Oh, so it's all about appealing to those algorithms.
In a way, yes, they're the gatekeepers to discoverability. Keywords act as signposts that tell these algorithms what your book is all about.
Okay, let's say I've written a thriller about a tech CEO who creates a sentient AI that turns evil. What kind of keywords would I use?
You'd want to choose words that potential readers might type into the Amazon search bar. So artificial intelligence, tech thriller, dystopian future.
Silicon Valley suspense. Got it. It's about thinking like our ideal reader.
You got it. Now, categories are a bit trickier. This is where that niche down advice we talked about earlier comes into play again.
Instead of just slapping my book into a broad category like science fiction, I need to get more specific.
Exactly. The blog suggests really digging deep to find those categories that are less competitive but still have a decent readership. It's about finding that sweet spot where your book can really shine.
So instead of being just another book on a crowded shelf,
you become a destination.
I like it. Okay, so we've got our niche, our top-notch content, and we've cracked the code on keywords and categories. Are we ready to hit that publish button yet?
Hold your horses. Before anyone can even read those brilliant words, there's another hurdle we need to overcome: first impressions.
You're talking about covers and titles, right? I've heard it a million times. Don't judge a book by its cover.
But we all do it.
Yeah, especially online, where visuals are everything. It's like online dating. For books, you need a profile picture that makes people stop scrolling and a bio that piques their interest.
Exactly. And just like you wouldn't show up to a first date in sweatpants, you don't want to launch your book with a sloppy cover.
So true. And luckily, this blog post gives us some pointers on that front, too. They even suggest checking out Fiverr for budget-friendly cover design.
Yeah, they're full of helpful tips. When it comes to titles, they emphasize clarity, especially for nonfiction. Remember their recurring example, property investment in the UK.
Right.
It's clear, concise, tells you exactly what you're getting.
So no abstract artsy titles for a guide on, say, mastering the stock market.
Probably not the best move, no. Think of your title as a friendly handshake, not a riddle to be solved.
Right, like investing for beginners, stock market 101.
Yeah, straight to the point.
Exactly. Clarity is key when it comes to titles. Now, before you hit that publish button, there's one final piece of the puzzle we need to address. Amazon ads.
Oh yeah, Amazon ads. It's like this whole other ball game, right?
It can feel like a bit of a maze.
Definitely.
But the good news is this blog post breaks it down in a way that's both reassuring and empowering, you know?
Yeah.
They acknowledge the power of Amazon ads while also cautioning against unrealistic expectations.
Okay, so no, spend $5 and make $5,000 overnight promises.
Not a chance. They stress that ads are most effective when they're part of a well-rounded strategy.
Okay, so it's not some magic bullet.
Right. In fact, they say ads work best when they're paired with a high-quality book that truly delivers on its promise. Yeah, it's like running an ad for a fantastic restaurant. If the food and service are terrible, no amount of marketing is going to bring people back for more.
Exactly. Your book is the main course. Ads are simply a way to entice readers to try it out. Now, there's one more crucial point this blog emphasizes, and it ties back to the idea of playing the long game, building your author brand.
So it's about more than just launching one book. It's about cultivating a loyal following.
Precisely. Establishing yourself as an authority, you know, finding your unique voice, engaging with your readers, it's all so important.
So creating an author page on Amazon, maybe starting a newsletter, connecting with readers on social media.
All of that. Building those relationships.
It makes a difference.
It does. They actually compare KDP success to running a marathon, not a sprint.
Oh, I like that. It's about consistency and endurance.
It is. Requires consistent effort, a willingness to adapt, a genuine desire to connect with your audience.
So true. Well, we've covered a ton of ground today. I feel like I've just unlocked some serious KDP secrets. Any final words of wisdom from our resident expert before we wrap things up?
Just remember, KDP success is a journey, not a destination. What worked yesterday might not work tomorrow, so stay curious, experiment, and don't be afraid to try new things.
I love it. Speaking of learning, this blog post definitely gave us plenty to chew on, but they did leave us with a final thought-provoking question.
Oh, I'm all ears.
Well, they focused heavily on Amazon, but then challenged us to think about how our strategies might differ if we self-published on other platforms or even on our own websites.
Interesting. So they're encouraging us to think outside the Amazon box.
Exactly. Explore all the possibilities. But for now, I think we've earned ourselves a metaphorical high five for navigating the ins and outs of KDP success.
I'd say so. To all our listeners out there, remember, the journey of 1,000 books begins with a single step.
Or in this case, a single click of that publish button.
You got it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, keep writing those incredible stories.
Happy writing.